On Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI marked the beginning of Lent during his weekly general audience, held for the first time this year in St. Peter's Square.
Dear brothers and sisters, today we begin our Lenten journey when the Church invites us to ponder Christ's saving work, to live out more deeply the reality of our baptism, and to draw rich nourishment from the sacred scripture. Above all, we are to relive with Jesus the 40 days he spent in the desert, praying and fasting in preparation for his public mission. We join him in a spiritual journey. We follow him on the road to Calvary. And after the mystery of the cross, we experience the joy of his resurrection.
The Holy Father then remarked on the special celebrations of the day.
This day is marked by the solemn distribution of ashes. Two scripture passages are used to accompany the rite. The first, remember that you are dust and to dust you will return, urges to place our hope in God alone. The second, turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel, directs us to set out on a path of spiritual renewal, rejecting evil and drawing life from Christ's saving truth.
Every year, the Pope presents a special message for the Lenten season. Pope Benedict's first Lenten message concerns the least among us.
The theme of my Lenten message for this year is the gospel text, Jesus, at the sight of the crowds, was moved with pity. We too are called to be attentive to the needs of our suffering brothers and sisters as part of our Lenten observance. Through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, may we be purified and renewed as we prepare to celebrate the great feast of Easter.
At the end of the audience, the Pope imparted his apostolic blessing on the over 12,000 people attending the audience, which we share with you now.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex hoc nunc et usque in seculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui feci celum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus. Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.